Well, I'll try to be brief, not to let children cry anymore. Well, I don't want to talk to you about neoliberalism's plight on peoples of the world, because I know that you know it by your experience, first-hand experience. But still, let me tell you that in my country, Turkey, the neoliberalism a la Turca practiced by a moderately Islamic party in power deteriorates the condition of the working classes, you know, and the Kurds and the women and the Alevites, the religious minorities, each and every day. Well, just to give you some figures, the rate of unemployment, especially among the young people, has raised to 25%. When as a well portion of the working population, nearly two-thirds, is living under the threshold of poverty. And the same thing goes for women. The violence against women has raised at a surprising level. Femicide has raised 1,400% in 10 years. And I can tell you about the situation of Alevites, a religious minority, Muslim as well, who are being denied of their right of faith each and every day. But let me I want to particularly dwell on the situation of the Kurds. By the way, whose salutations I bring to you, they are very fond of the Zapatistas. Well, as you may know, I don't want to dwell very much on the historic situation, but just to give you a brief on the Kurds are divided between four countries after the dismantling of the Ottoman Empire. And the countries are Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. And in Turkey, Kurds amount, I mean, the population, Kurdish population amounts up to something like 20 million. And they have been fighting for their rights of existence, for their rights for self-esteem since the beginning of the since the foundation of the Turkish Republic. And the latest phase of this fight, of this struggle, has begun by the 1980s. And the new Kurdish movement started as a separatist movement, see, visualizing the unification of the four parts, which are divided in four countries. But later, at a later stage, with the detention of their leader, Abdullah Öcalan, they have given up their claims for a separate state, and they are now claiming an autonomy which you are very familiar with, which the Zapatistas are also claiming. But neither of these stances were very much welcome, of course, by the authorities, by the Turkish state. And during the so-called low-intensity civil war, 40,000 were killed, and 38,000 of them were civilian Kurdish people, not PKK guerrillas. Villages were evacuated, the forests were burned, and the population living in the Kurdistan, and also those who were forcefully migrated to metropoles, they were condemned to live in misery. And now, talks about normalization are accompanied by new attempts at manipulation. Talks about normalization, which are actually going on, are accompanied by new manipulations. Well, this discourse of the AKP, the party in power, the neoliberal Islamic party in power, on the Kurdish opening, ended up in a fiasco. Well, I mean, of course, we must admit that some lip service was given to Kurds. They were allowed to broadcast in Kurdish, to have their press in Kurdish, without any legal or formal recognition of their being a separate entity authorized. And they don't have a right to educate, to have an education in Kurdish. When they're tried, they cannot defend themselves in Turkish, and which they need, of course, they need to defend themselves because their political representatives are being harassed and arrested very often. And this is almost to incite them to once again take the armed struggle. And just before I left my country, Abdullah Öcalan, their leader, has just stated that after the elections, because we're going to have the elections on the 12th of June, well, either the government, the elected government, starts the dialogue with the Kurds, or else nobody knows. See, so another Kurdish resurrection is probable in the near future. But this time the Kurds are not alone. The popular sections I told you about, the workers, the youth, the Alawites, the women who say, ya basta, are now aligning themselves. Yes, I mean, it's a slow process, but now they are learning to share and empathize with the Kurds. So wait and see. Maybe Turkey may have some good news to spread around in next few years. Then, I mean, so we will join you in your attempt to build a new world. Thank you for listening.
Gracias.